More reaction to the alleged terrorist attack that was being planned in Oklahoma City. A juvenile detention center in Tulsa remains on probation. And federal funding for One Tribe to bolster domestic violence prevention programs. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, October 10th. I'm Deborah Shar. In the days following the FBI foiling an alleged terrorist plot by two Afghan citizens living in Oklahoma City, the state's Council on American Islamic Relations chapter has a message for Oklahomans wondering what to make of a threat so close to home. Here's State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
Veronica Leisure is the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations and a civil rights attorney. She says she doesn't want Oklahomans to get the wrong idea about Afghan refugees, or any refugees. One or two people's extreme actions, she says, are not representative of any community. Extremist violence is happening, she says, but it's across the social, political, and religious spectrums.
If we are not vigilant about it, if we're not watching, you know, understanding what our kids are seeing online, what kind of content they're being exposed to, if we're not having conversations in our own communities about fighting extremism, this becomes the result.
The foiled attack was meant for a crowded place on Election Day, court records show, and the perpetrators planned to die as martyrs. Leisure says even so, Oklahomans should not let fear deter them from getting to a ballot box this November. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
CARE Oklahoma offers a hotline for victims of Islamophobic or anti-Asian hate to report incidents on their website. For more information about the help the organization offers, visit kgou.org. Tulsa County's embattled juvenile detention center remains on probationary status. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports on the state's assessment of the center.
Family Center for Juvenile Justice Director David Parker reports the Oklahoma Office of Juvenile Affairs extended the center's tentative status through the end of the year. The center was placed on probation in July before county commissioners took over the facility amid noncompliance, abuse allegations, and a Homeland Security search. Parker reports the Office of Juvenile Affairs only had one deficiency in its latest review of the center.
That has to do with paperwork that should be in files that from January I just can't come up with. I'd love to have found them by emptying the file cabinets and all the boxes that are there, but they're just non-existent.
Parker said he has revamped the center's filing system in response to OJA's citation. The probationary status is upheld as a federal lawsuit accusing detention center employees and county officials of the abuse or neglect of more than 20 youth remains in litigation. Parker declined to comment on the lawsuit. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
There are two down-ballot races Oklahomans will decide that don't have any candidates this November. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Abigail Sikowski has details on the state questions going before voters.
State Question 833 would allow local municipalities to create public infrastructure districts, commonly called PIDs. A PID can organize public works projects funded by taxpayers within its boundaries. State Question 834 seeks to clarify that only U.S. citizens can vote in Oklahoma elections. Currently, non-citizens cannot vote anywhere in Oklahoma or federal elections. However, some municipalities in other states allow non-citizens to vote in certain elections. This state question would not change Oklahoma law, but supporters say it clarifies it further, while opponents argue it feeds into anti-immigrant sentiment. These two questions will be up for vote across Oklahoma on November 5th. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Indigenous people are more likely to be victims of violent crime than people of other races in the U.S. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, funding from the Department of Homeland Security is helping one Oklahoma tribe do its part to lower those risks.
The Otomozura tribe is receiving more than $300,000 to reduce targeted violence online and in the community. The money will allow the tribe to create prevention programs such as awareness campaigns and bystander training. Police Chief Jennings Gabriel says he hopes to prevent active shooter situations involving Indigenous youth through this award, as well as decrease racial violence. The tribe received the grant from the DHS through the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Program, which has awarded nearly $90 million to organizations and government agencies since its launch in 2020. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.